doing me that night.
Let go of me, you...
What do you want of me, Mr. Cranston?
Any information that might help us solve these two murders, Mr. Fleming. Both Julie Fraser and Jean Larue were your clients, weren't they?
I handle their business affairs.
You don't seem very friendly, Mr. Fleming.
Well, frankly, I'm tired of answering questions.
Before you get too tired, here's something you might consider. The police judge the killer to be about your height and build, Mr. Fleming.
What?
Rather strange. Just a few weeks ago, you insured LaRue's voice and Julie's hair for large sums of money.
That was a business proposition. Nothing to do with
it. And stranger still, that LaRue was stabbed in the throat and that Julie's hair was brutally cut from her head.
Look here, Mr. Cranston. You're not suggesting
I'm just refreshing your memory, Mr. Fleming. Now, if you're ready to talk.
What do you want to know?
You say that Julie and LaRue had no enemies. Did they have any friends in common?
I only know one, if you can call him a friend.
Who was he?
Philip Dobray.
Oh, the actor.
Yeah, the most hated and feared man in the American theater.
But why?
Well, he was a jinx, Miss Lane. Whenever he